This is JIS News. Coming up, government boosting capacity to manage worsening water supply situation. NSWMA considers construction of waste transfer station in Westmoreland and former Governor General Sir Howard Cook to be accorded state funeral. The details after the break.
Bag up your garbage and let us collect it.
Did you know that the NSWMA Parks and Gardens Division offers landscaping, pruning of trees, rental of potted plants, sale of compost and honey? Give us a call today at 929-7294 or 1-888-253-2652 for additional information.
Now the news. The government is implementing several measures to manage the worsening water shortage affecting several parishes across the island. Among the measures is an increase in staff at the National Water Commission to rapidly respond to and repair leaks in its pipeline. Minister of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change Robert Pickersgill says leak repair is a major priority of the government. In a statement to The Nation on the current water situation Sunday, Minister Pickersgill called on Jamaicans to immediately report leaks.
I'm imploring all members of the public to report all leaks. And I have given instructions to the NWC to establish 2 leak hotlines, as well as text messaging services. The leak hotline numbers are 733-5655 and 733-5656.
Text messages reporting leaks may also be sent to 838-LEAK. That's 838-5325. Or send an email to presidentnwc@gmail.com. The National Solid Waste Management Authority, NSWMA, will be spending $35 million to establish a waste transfer station near George's Plain in Westmoreland. Regional Operations Manager of the NSWMA, Efert Daly, says the station will be established within 6 months and will help to improve garbage collection in the parish. He says it will also greatly offset the high cost to transport waste to the retirement dump in St. James. The construction of the new facility will see small units transferring garbage to larger vehicles at the site, and these would then transport the garbage to St. James. Mr. Daly was addressing a recent Westmoreland Town Hall meeting at Froome Technical. He says the construction of the waste transfer station has been under discussion for over 3 years, and the project will start as soon as the Westmoreland Parish Council gives approval. The town hall meeting was organized by the Westmoreland Parish Council and the NSWMA. Minister of Youth and Culture Lisa Hanna says the Jamaica Cultural Development Commission, JCDC's inaugural big stage competition, will remain on the lineup of festival activities going forward. The big stage showcases talents through community searches, with 2 performers from each parish advancing to the national finals.
The big stage is something that was conceptualized because over the years since I've been minister, young people have come to me to say, boy, we have a tune, we have a dance, where we can go. And JCDC only had the festival song, the gospel song, Festival Queen. And so we wanted to give those persons an opportunity to bus. It will continue. And we found a way to do it in a very cost-effective way.
Minister Hanna was speaking at the National Big Stage Finals at the Rani Williams Entertainment Center Sunday, July 20. St. James singer Shauna Williams copped first place, while second place went to DJ Marlon Overall McKenzie, who's also from St. James. Third place was awarded to Ferdy Small from St. Thomas. And former Governor General Sir Howard Cook is to be accorded a state funeral. The state funeral will be held at the Holy Trinity Cathedral, 1 George Headley Drive, Kingston, on Friday, August 8, beginning at 10 a.m. Interment will follow at the National Heroes Park. Details of the period of mourning, signing of condolence book, and lying in state will be announced in short order. State funerals are accorded to Governors General and Prime Ministers and such other persons who the Cabinet may from time to time determine. When Jamaica's first independent parliament was convened in 1962, Sir Howard was one of its distinguished members, serving as a senator until 1967. He also served as a member of the House of Representatives from 1972 to 1980. Sir Howard served as Governor General of Jamaica from 1991 to 2006. He died July 11 at age 98. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.